There are two practice questions to complete this session. As the partnership has sold half of their 90% holding, Frederick is also deemed to have sold half of his fractional share in this asset. As Frederick is entitled to 60% of capital profits, his proceeds of sale are therefore 60% of the total proceeds, being £54,000.
The partnership bought the shares for £60,000 in August 2003. As half of the shares are being sold, Frederick's base cost is half of £60,000 multiplied by 60%.
Frederick's gain is therefore £36,000. Let's first calculate the capital gains on Jessica leaving the partnership in January 2011. At the date of the distribution of the asset, Haley is entitled to a 40% share of capital profits, Imogen is entitled to 20% and Jessica 40%. The first step is therefore to calculate the gains that would have arisen had the partnership sold the asset to an unconnected party for its market value. Haley and Jessica have gains of £60,000 and Imogen has a gain of £30,000.
The gains will be charged on Haley and Imogen in 2010-11.
The gain of £60,000 arising to Jessica is a notional gain, as she is not giving up a share of a partnership asset. This notional gain will therefore be rolled over against Jessica's CGT base cost. Jessica's base cost is the market value of the asset at the date of distribution, less the notional gain. Jessica's base cost to be carried forward for CGT purposes is therefore £140,000.
Finally, let's calculate the capital gain on the sale of the premises by Jessica in March 2012.
The proceeds of sale are £240,000. As we calculated on the previous page, her CGT base cost at the date of distribution is £140,000, giving rise to a gain of £100,000. This concludes this initial lecture on capital gains tax and partnerships.